Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tariq. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Elaine Stout calling.
Yes,
I'm just on my computer for the first time in a long time. Mm-hmm. And you folks charged me something on March 14th for $91.89, and then another charge for $92.90. And
yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Know who you are, and I think this is all wrong.
What's your zip code?
98258.
And what did you say your first and last name was again?
Elaine Stout.
And Ms. Elaine, for security purposes, can you verify your address?
Well, I don't know why you need my address. I didn't do anything.
Well, I see an Elaine Scott here.
Well, my last name is Stout, Stout.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I say Stout.
Okay. So why did you charge me these things?
Oh, you had to verify your address before you tell you anything.
And who am I talking to?
We're customer support. We're a third-party call center, and we service over 300 different products. So I can look and see have you previously ordered from us and see why you was charged and where you was charged from.
Okay. So, are you asking for what my address? 9129 8th Street Southeast, Lake Stevens, Washington.
Yes, ma'am. I do see here that you had ordered like some keto and some keto cleanse on like February 23rd, 2021 at 5:14 p.m. That has reduced increase your metabolism. And it was
a
14-day trial.
I did not order these things. I don't want those things. I haven't even opened them up.
That's about, but it was only on a 14-day trial that if you didn't call and cancel, then they'd be for the full amount of that product. So that's why you see the charge on your account.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that that's what was going on. I didn't realize that was happening. I don't want it. I don't want it, and I want to take it off right now.
Well, they don't allow the product to be shipped back to them.
Well, I don't care what you want to do with the product. I don't want those charges, and I don't want the product.
Yes, ma'am.
And
so,
I don't want this. Now, how am I going to get rid of it? Do I have to report you to some kind of a government authority?
So the most that I can do is refund you 50% of the product.
You can what?
Refund you 50% of the charge.
You're going to refund me 50% of it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I want 100% of it.
Well, it's past the 14-day trial.
Okay, I'll take the 50%, but I want both of those things. That's $91.89 and $92.90.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to give me half off on both of those?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're not going to send me any more of that stuff, and you're not going to charge me anymore?
No, ma'am, because you will be canceled out.
That is just absolutely ridiculous. I don't know anywhere in the fine print that said this was going to happen. I didn't order these things. I did not say yes to any ordering on these things. I did not order them.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms condition box.
Well, I guess I didn't read it all the fine print enough or something. I don't know. But you're going to take 50% off of that right now as we're talking?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to refund it to you.
Okay. I'll be holding here on the phone. You do that for me.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a pen and paper, Ms. Elaine, so I can get your cancellation number?
Yes, I do.
That's right. So your cancellation number would be C as in cat, C as in car, 9021, A as in apple, B as in boy, 304.
That's a long number. Okay, let me give it back to you. C as in cat, C as in Charles, 9021, A as in apple, B as in boy, 304.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, is that the confirmation that both of these are being canceled, or do you're going to give me another cancellation number too?
That's for both of them, and I sent a verification email to your email address, letting you know that your refund is on its way.
All right. Boy, am I glad I opened up this computer now. I haven't opened it for a long time, and I don't want any more product. I don't want this, and I'm certain that when I had, after I got this, I had called and said, hey, don't send it to me.
Yes, ma'am. You are receiving my product.
In fact, you know what I think I did? I think I did an email to those folks and said, do not send this to me. I don't want them.
Yeah, you had to call in. They don't respond to no emails.
Well, I don't know. Live and learn. 82 years old, and I don't know when I'm going to learn all this stuff. I'm just kind of like really, really frustrated. But let me, I don't see where that credit has come through.
Yes, ma'am. I sent you an email letting you know that it's coming.
Oh, you're sending me an email on that?
Yes, ma'am, for both of them, letting you know that your refund is coming.
So when am I going to get the refund then?
It takes up to 3 days.
Oh, it's going to be 3 days. Well, I just put my pen down, but I do that. All right. I'm writing it down.
Yes, ma'am.
It will take 3 days.
Yes, ma'am.
And so this is March 26th. So
yes,
on March.
Yes, ma'am. And it's the weekend,
March,
so it's not going to process through the weekend. So I say, like, by Wednesday, you should receive it.
So Wednesday is going to be, what, the 29th or 30th?
Let me look at my calendar.
No, it couldn't be the 29th.
Wednesday is going to be the 31st.
The 31st?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So that credit should be here on the 31st?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If it isn't, I'll give you a call.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And I might report you to the Better Business Bureau anyway. I think this is ridiculous that I have to call and chase this stuff down. I told you before I didn't want it. I sent you an email, told you I didn't want this stuff. You sent it anyway. I think something has got to be done through the customer report. Thank you so much. All right,
thanks
goodbye.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Yeah.